Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're talking about the courage to overcome. And today we're going to focus in specifically on overcoming the past. And God gives us His Spirit. He gives us the power that comes from Christ so that we can live differently than we once did. And Revelation 2, verse 17, we read, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it." I read that and I think about our name being our identity. You watch very many detective or crime shows. You probably come across an individual that's in a witness protection program, whose name has been changed, who have been given a new identity. The idea is that they can't be found by someone that is, well, upset that they're being identified. Someone that would want to do them harm. And God comes along and says that to those who overcome, to those who persevere, to remain faithful, they will be given some of the hidden manna. Manna, that food from heaven that the Israelites would collect as they wandered in the wilderness. Just enough for each day. It sustained them throughout that 40-year time span. God promises as we overcome that not only do we receive some of that hidden manna, are we sustained by God Himself, but we'll have this white stone, we'll have this new name written on it. A new identity. Our identity becomes fulfilled in Christ. And how many times do we go through life carrying around the baggage of our old identity? This process of overcoming, this process of having and receiving a new name is an incredible gift from God. I can think of a lot of names that I have been called that I'm proud to have worn. But I can think of a lot more that I've been called that I didn't like, that have been tough to unload. And sometimes they're names, sometimes they're descriptions, sometimes they're just accusations. And they stick in our mind and they influence everything that we do. And we begin to look at others based on what we believe to be similar circumstances that we've been in. I still carry that name, and I work hard to overcome and to not let it define me. But a group of elders and preacher who said I had no business being in ministry, I didn't measure up to their criteria, to their personal desire of what they thought I ought to be. A camp board who said I was being paid more than I was worth. At a time I was being paid barely enough to live. And things that have been put on us, and you have similar things in your life, I'm sure. People that have spoken words to you that have cut deep, that have tried to define you in a way that you knew wasn't true, but you had to at least wonder if maybe there was truth in it. And God promises when we overcome, when we persevere, when we keep on going on, even when everyone around us says you can't or you shouldn't or it's too hard or you're not able to, that's only for good people, that's only for someone else. And instead of giving in to those accusations, instead of giving in to those statements, we gaze more deeply into God's Word and we realize that we can overcome because we don't have to do it alone. And we can't do it alone. We come overcome by the power of God's Word. We overcome by the power of His Spirit within us. We overcome by the blood of Jesus that's been applied and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. When God calls us to Himself, He calls us with a completeness of value. There aren't those that just slide in and kind of live as third-class citizens. In God's kingdom, we are all adopted. We come in as not only joint heirs with one another, but God says we come in as joint heirs with Jesus. And knowing the value that God places on us should help us to overcome the past, to overcome the names that we've been saddled with. Whatever those names are, for some it's simply a label of loser or addict or unfaithful or worthless. You've heard them, you've probably even thought some of them yourself. And you've heard them so often that you begin to believe it. And what would happen if we would be more deliberate as God's children in sharing good names? To affirming individuals that they are loved, that they are valued, that they are important. To do our part in counterbalancing the negativity of this world. One of the reasons I believe God has called us to meet together as Christians, as believers in Christ, is so that, He says, so that we can encourage one another. And that does take place as we worship God and as we listen to His Word. But it also takes place as we build one another up, as we speak words of truth according to the need, as we help plant that new name so that everyone can overcome the past. I think it's an incredible thing to realize. I remember as a child, and I don't remember how old I was. It would have been elementary school, probably early elementary, that my mom was teaching youth group, children's classes, and she'd brought in these stones and had us write our name on them. And talked about this very concept of receiving a white stone with a new name written on it from God. And I wonder, as you live life today, what names do you need to get rid of? And I'm not talking specifically about your given name, but sometimes we create such baggage with our given name that we change it. But I'm talking about the names that you wear that are unofficial, but aren't accurate. At least they aren't accurate according to God. And how can you live today with the courage to overcome your past? What will it take to overcome those labels? Sometimes it begins by simply rejecting them. I know in my life I've had to do that. I've had to say, that's not true about me. I know it isn't. And it doesn't matter who says it or how often they say it or how loudly they say it. God says differently. And there are times that you need to reject the labels of this world. You need to reject the labels even of well-meaning friends. You need to reject the labels of those who are self-righteous and trying to build themselves up as they tear you down, so that you can overcome the past. And whether those labels had any accuracy or not, in Christ, they no longer should have hold of you. You are a new creation. You are loved. You are valuable. You belong. You are important. You have a new name in Christ that overcomes. And that new name in Christ comes because you have overcome. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to not only consider what labels you need to let go of, but consider what positive words you will use with others. What labels you simply have to remove from your vocabulary. It's so easy to get caught up in the us versus them mentality and begin to label people. And it's our job not simply for us to overcome and to overcome our past, but to help others to know the great value they have to God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and given us that new name as we overcome in Christ. Our past should not hold on to us any longer. And Father, I know that there are times where we have such a difficult time shaking the words of others, the labels that they have put upon us, the accusations they have made. Father, sometimes those words and labels and accusations have had some accuracy to them, but many times they haven't. But regardless of the accuracy or lack of, they don't have to define who we are. Because in Christ we are a new creation. You have made us new. You have given us your Spirit and the blood of Christ to help us to overcome, so that we can feast on that manna, that sustenance that you've given us, so that we can have life. You've written down a new name for us. The names of the enemy, the names of accusation, the names of the past no longer are valid. And God, as we live as those who overcome our past, may we be very careful in how we treat others. May we be careful with the words we use, that our words would build up and not tear down. Our words would strengthen and not weaken. Our words would bring healing and not hurt. God, today help us to be not only those who overcome the past, but those who empower and help others envision their ability to overcome their past through Christ. God, we know that that is the only way that it's possible. When your word tells us we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, it's those things of overcoming. Father, when those labels of the past, when those names of the past come back to haunt us, may you remind us. May you surround us with people who remind us that those are no longer valid. That whether they ever had any validity or not is not of importance any longer because they're not valid now. God, today, may our strength to overcome empower us to live a new life, to represent Jesus well, to encourage and strengthen and build one another up so that together we can share in that hidden manna, we can share in that new name, that we can share in the presence of Jesus. So God, today, may in everything that we do and everything that we say, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.